Our Lord goes to his hometown to be with his townsfolk, to be with his mother, perhaps, who must have been present in the synagogue on this day, and he's aware of their lack of faith, and he makes a similarity between them and the faithless Israelites during the time of Elisha and Elijah the prophet. And so the townsfolk are incensed and filled with fury and want to kill him, and then plan to kill him, and we're going to kill him. But he walks through their midst through his divine power. And this can remind us of how we need to act in our own hometown, in our own home place, in our own home where we live, how we need to be good examples there, how we need to practice our faith in our home, in our very home with our family, those who we live with, how we need to sanctify ourselves, especially in that place, how we need to practice especially charity in our own home. One of my aunts, who was a sister of mercy, she used to say the old saying, you always hurt the ones you love, the ones you shouldn't hurt at all, those who we live with, our loved ones. We always tend to think that we can act differently with those who we live with, and yet it is they who we should be practicing the most charity to. And it is true that if we practice charity in our home, then it's much easier to practice charity to those who we don't see as much, whose faults are not as fully aware of as those who we live with. So that's our concentration, to focus on charity with those who we live with, to be saints with those who we live with. It isn't true that people sometimes think we're holy if they don't know us very well, but we can say to them, well, come live with me. Talk to those who I live with, and then you'll know what I really like. But it is in the home that we need to sanctify ourselves. We need to show this charity and practice this faith and live a life of prayer and good works and good example. So let's ask Our Lady to help us to be family-oriented in that way, to cultivate all the virtues and sanctity and holiness with the ones that we spend the most time with. And it is then that we will learn the true meaning of charity and holiness. Oh.